Greetings, everyone. This is Fred Calder. Welcome to Church at Home. Church at Home is sponsored by the Christian Biblical Church of God, and we are dedicated to restoring original Christianity for today. Radical genderism. What is it? How did it get started? Well, it got started by academicians who really are atheists and God-haters, and who are homosexual, or queer, as it says, and they're the ones who have sponsored so that there are laws in different states where that without the consent of parents, children as young as 12 or even younger.
California is making history as the first state in the nation to serve as a sanctuary for transgender youth and their families.
This new law signed today by Governor Gavin Newsom.
California must step up and provide refuge to these transgender children and their families.
And in response to the bill signing, the California Family Council said, quote, by signing this extreme bill, Gavin Newsom is telling all parents across the country that he knows what's best for their children.
If a boy wants to become a girl, oh, well, we'll let you be a girl, and they give them chemical castration and then surgery. And for a girl who wants to become a boy, they have teen mastectomies, so she won't have any breasts. And it's paid for by the state. And the parents have no decision in it. Now, how did we get such an ungodly law? Let's look at it a little closely here. Radical genderism or theory is a catch-all term for academic queer theory, transgender ideology, and gender identity activism or gender affirmation. Now, that's a propaganda word. You don't affirm your gender. You change it. Remember, we saw God made them male and female. And he put the genes for male and female so that there would be men and women.
So what's happening is that public school bureaucrats across the country, in this case in Los Angeles, have taken the principles of academic queer theory and then turned them into a K-12 pedagogy. They're training kids as young as kindergarten to experiment with sexual identities such as trans, genderqueer, pansexual, gender fluid, two-spirit, all of these really crazy and synthetic constructions that we once thought were relegated to academia. They've now been mainlined into elementary school classrooms all over the school district in Los Angeles.
By the way, why is a school talking to your kindergartners about sex? Shouldn't they be in prison for doing that? Yes, they should be.
And they now know that in every cell of the body, there is the gene which identifies male and identifies female. Now, how can you change gender when God made it that way? The truth is, you can't. Let me read to you. The premise of this ideology is that sex and gender are socially constructed. That is, they are human inventions used as instruments of power rather than features of objective reality. Radical gender theorists argue that white European men invented the gender binary. In other words, invented male and female. Where do you read in the Bible that men created that kind of thing? God did. And it's a law. And whenever you go against those laws, you change your very being. People don't like to hear that homosexuality is wrong and homosexual marriage is wrong. No. You can't say that because the law of the land is it is legal. Well, let me tell you one thing. The law of God supersedes all the laws of men. Now, they did this in order to oppress racial and sexual minorities. Huh. They believe that this system of heteronormatives must be exposed, critiqued, and deconstructed in order to usher in a world of norms of heterosexualism, middle-class society, in order to facilitate the destruction of this system. Now, notice what they want to do. Destroy what God has created. Now, they brag that in 10 years there will be no gender. Harari, who is a homosexual, the first lieutenant of Klaus Schwab of the World Economic Forum. Radical gender activists promote synthetic sexual identities such as pansexual, genderqueer, two-spirit, neo-pronouns, Z, Zim, or Zir. They don't like he, him, or her. No. You can't have that. Well, they're changing everything, see? How did they get in there? How did that happen? Well, it happened over a long period of time because of the rejection of God in a society that took place step by step by step by step in the last 100 years. And now we have reached a point in what we are doing that God's correction and the hand of his mighty power is coming against us. And what are we going to do? Are we going to come to God? Are you going to come to God? Are your neighbors going to come to God? Or what are you going to do? Run back to fake Christianity so you can feel good? Well, in times of trouble, that's not going to bring you any good feeling. The only way is come to the true God. The goal is to replace notions of biological sex, the male-female binary, and the nuclear family with queer alternatives and a world beyond binaries. Now, how are they going to perform that? But it promotes child pornography, pedophilia with young children, sex change with young children, and they have so much money behind it that when the Democrats took over in Washington, D.C., they had for the whole educational system this new sex-oriented from kindergarten to clear into all of the universities, all of this homosexual and queer and perversion of God's way and creation and the way that he made us to be and function. And they want to destroy the knowledge of God. They want to destroy the knowledge of the truth. So I'm going to read you the truth. And what does God have to say about this? Let's come back here to Leviticus 18. So let's read what God said. Let's read that God is in charge of nations rising and falling. And he judges it by how many people are living in sin, how many people are following Satan's ways. And now today in America, the religion of Satan is legal. Now listen carefully to these words. Leviticus 18, and the Lord spoke to Moses saying, speak to the children of Israel and say to them, I am the Lord your God. Now, that's the first thing that everyone needs to know, is that God is Lord and lawgiver and life giver. And you live and move and have your being within him. Yes, you have free moral agency. And we'll talk about that in a little bit. But you must use that free moral agency to choose to love God and to keep his commandments. So he says, as they do in the land of Egypt where you dwelt, you shall not do. And you shall not do as they do in the land of Canaan where I am bringing you, neither shall you walk in their ordinances. You shall do my judgments and keep my ordinances and walk in them. I am the Lord your God. Now, wherever you see it's emphasized, I am the Lord your God, that is like putting down the strongest exclamation point possible, meaning, do not defy God, because he will defy you, and you won't like that. You shall keep my statutes and my judgments, which if a man do, he shall live in them. That's how we are to live. I am the Lord. Now, you look at that all the way through. This is emphasized by I am the Lord. You can't come up with another idea or another way to do things, and especially sexually, because sex will make your life or break your life in many, many different ways. Then he says, none of you shall approach to any who are near of kin to him to uncover their nakedness. I am the Lord. Now, uncover the nakedness means to have sexual relations with. All right? Then he goes through all the family relations. Father, mother, sister, brother, brother-in-law, aunt and uncle, and the daughter of your mother, the daughter of your father. Goes through all of that. Now we come down here to verse 22. And we'll see what God did to those who commit homosexuality. For a lesson for all of us today, down through all time. You shall not lie with mankind as with womankind. It is an abomination to God. Well, some people read that and say, well, it doesn't say it's sin. Well, abomination is sin that is magnified in the severity of its penalty that comes. It is an abomination. You shall not lie with any animal to defile yourself with it. And that's what they want now. They're demanding, and they're called zoophilia. Sex with animals. Now, that may be a whole lot more widespread than people may think.
Remember that one episode of Johnny Bravo where he went on a date with an antelope? You know, watching that episode as a kid, you know, I didn't think much about it and simply chalked it up to cartoon logic. But as times went on into my adulthood, I found myself going back to that particular episode and asking the question, was Johnny Bravo a reluctant zoophile? Like, why would they introduce a cross-species relationship in a kid's show? But, you know, then again, you know, we've seen human-animal relationships depicted in cartoons in the past. I mean, Who Framed Roger Rabbit is one of the most iconic. The episode from Johnny Bravo is called Date with an Antelope, where Johnny decides to try online dating for the first time and gets presumably catfished by an antelope.
Hi, you must be Johnny. I'm Carol. You know, it really feels weird hooking up with someone over the internet.
Now, think about this. Collectively, God looks at the nation. And when there are more people sinning than more people doing what is right, then the judgment of God comes on them, which affects everyone else as well. So God says, a woman shall not stand before an animal to lie down to it. It is a perversion. When the people of the land do this, God knows.
A Suffolk woman is behind bars tonight facing some pretty disturbing charges. She's charged with not just abusing animals, but also having sex with them.
This is 42-year-old Christina Patterson, who now faces 6 counts of crimes against nature, things like bestiality, carnally knowing an animal, and 6 counts of animal cruelty. In July of 2017, Suffolk police executed a search warrant at a home Patterson shared with her husband, Richard. A host of law enforcement agencies were there and seized computers and videos of the couple engaged in sex acts of bestiality.
So he says, do not defile yourself in any of these things, for in all these the nations which I cast out before you are defiled. Why did God get rid of those people? Because of what they were doing sexually and what they were doing with their gods. A lot of people look at the Mayans and, oh, what an advanced society the Mayans were. No, they were Satan worshipers. They were cannibals. They were child and human sacrifice. And guess whose descendants are pouring in our southern border? I'll let you think on that a while. Therefore, God says, I visit its wickedness against it, and the land itself vomits out those who live in it. Now, that's what's happening. Now, is it too late to turn back the hand of God? Well, that depends how many people will repent and really turn to God. And that depends mostly on all of those fake Christianity ministers to quit preaching against the laws and commandments and Sabbaths of God. They're the ones who have created it. And that has brought in a whole flood of anarchist, Satanist, God haters, people who pervert sex, pervert everything that there is, because they despise God. Well, let me tell you one thing for sure. When people despise God, they are challenging God, and God will answer them. God says, you shall therefore keep my statutes and my judgments, and shall not commit any of these abominations, neither the native nor any stranger that lives among you. For the men of the land who were before you have done all these abominations, and the land is defiled. That's what it is with us today. You shall not do these, so that the land may not spew you out also when you defile it, as it spewed out the nations that were before you. And whoever shall commit any of these abominations, even the souls who commit them, shall be cut off from among their people. Unless people turn to God his way, we are destined to be conquered. Do you understand that? Do you grasp that? Let's see what else God gives us. Let's come here to Deuteronomy 30. Now, this is to every human being on earth. What are you going to do with your life? What are you going to do with your free moral agency? Huh? Now, to all of those single women who voted in the last election, 65% of those women voted Democrat so that they could keep their abortions. Huh. Now, does that sound like there's any repentance? Does that sound like there's any turning to God? Or does that sound like fortifying the evil which God despises, the murder of the unborn? Now, isn't it amazing? Look at in America, we have more Bibles than any place on the face of the earth. And look at what we are doing. And let me tell you a little secret. No one is going to receive the love from God unless they love God back and keep his commandments. Deuteronomy 30, verse 15. Behold, I have set before you this day life and good, death and evil. In that I command you this day to love the Lord your God. That's what God wants. He wants you to love him, not flatter him, not use him, but to love him. How did Jesus say that was to be? With all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul, with all your being. And the second commandment is like it, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. And on these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. Does that sound like Jesus did away with the law? Or does that not sound like he reinforced the law? Let's read it here. To walk in his ways, we just read some of those, and keep his commandments and his statutes and his judgments. Now notice, so that you may live and multiply. See, it's not a curse to keep the commandments of God. It's a blessing. The curse is when you form a religion which takes you away from the ways of God. Yes, they have the Bible, but they've substituted their own teachings of men and traditions to replace it instead of the Word of God. And the Lord your God shall bless you in the land where you go to possess it. You want the blessings of God? Oh, everyone wants a blessing, but they don't want to give up their evil ways. Well, you can't have it both ways. You either love God and keep his commandments and obey him and fear him, or you have your own ways, and he's going to bring his judgment against you. Those are called curses in the Old Testament, which means punishment for breaking the laws of God. So then he gives a warning. But if your heart turn away so that you will not hear, but shall be drawn away and worship other gods and serve them, I denounce to you this day that you shall surely perish. You shall not prolong your days on the land where you pass over Jordan to possess it. And in America, God has given us this nation. And those who found it understood the basics of God and how he deals with nations. And they set up the Constitution the way that they did. And they also said that this Constitution will only work with those who are religious, that is, those who fear God and keep his commandments. It won't work with lawlessness and crime. All you have to do is look at the news. That will tell you the result of sin on a mass scale. Now notice this, verse 19. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. And blessing for what? If you love God. Cursing, just like Adam and Eve, they didn't believe God. That only God can set the standard for what is right and wrong. Human beings can't set that standard themselves because they are not God. But as Genesis 3 tells us, they followed Satan the devil and cut off all mankind from that time forward from the knowledge of God. Where do you think we are today? So he says, therefore choose life that both you and your seed may live, that you may love the Lord your God and may obey his voice. That means obey whatever God says. And remember, the one who did all of this was the one who became Jesus Christ. And may cleave to him, for he is your life and the length of your days, so that you may dwell in the land which the Lord swore to your fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and Jacob, to give to them. And we are living in it now. So you need our book, Lord, What Should I Do? That will give you a start on what you need to do, how you can come to God, how you need to repent. You need our book, which day is the true Christian Sabbath. You need other publications that we have. Go to our other website, truthofgod.org. There you will find the true teachings of the Bible from Genesis to Revelation, without any traditions of men, without any teachings of men, without anything from the religions of men which come from Satanism. But the truth of God. And so we need to understand the days that we are living in so we can understand what we really need to do. And we need God's love and truth and protection and all of that. But we've got to love God in return with all our heart and mind and soul and being. And if we don't repent and do that, there will be no turning back of what's happening in America, and we will soon end up like Venezuela without a doubt. So once again, thank you for inviting me into your home. So until next time, this is Fred Calder saying, so long, everyone.